Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you are with us again today from wherever on the planet you happen to be residing. Yeah, we're going to go hyper-local on you here for just a bit. And when we talk about hyper-local things, these are things that are happening in central Iowa that are kind of big deals and new things that are happening. And a return visitor with us is Lauren Campbell. She is a professional photographer. She also sits on the Windsor Heights City Council. And she is one of the people that have been steering something called the Windsor Heights Fall Fest. What is that and what's going on? We'll find out in just a moment. Lauren, welcome to the News Hour. Good to see you again.
Thanks so much, Michael. Glad to be here.
Oh, you are perhaps, you know, full disclosure, you and I have known each other for not a couple of years, but years, mm-hmm. All right? And you are always so positive about everything. What is in the sauce that you're drinking?
Oh, that's a really good question. I spent a lot of time traveling for work and got to see and meet a lot of really, you know, interesting people. But one of my favorite memories was a travel nightmare day traveling with a coworker. And she said to me, Lauren, you know, everything in life is either a good time or a good story. And if you're really lucky, it's both. And so I think I spend as much time as possible trying to find the good time and the good story.
Yeah, well, that's a great way to look at the rest of the world. You know, I mean, if you can just grab a hold of those great moments that are out there and then utilize them to some degree. Because God only knows there's enough negativity in the world.
Absolutely.
All right. So this whole Fall Fest thing for the village of Windsor Heights, which is roughly about 5,200 people, but strategically located right in the middle of the greater Des Moines metro, where did all this come from?
That's such a great question. This came from conversations that have happened over time. You know, when I stepped in to plan the 2018 Fourth of July parade that you were a part of, we were handing out flyers at Hy-Vee, which I'll be doing again here soon for the Fall Festival.
Selling buttons or something.
We sold buttons to cover our insurance cost. Michael, you and I are nothing if not scrappy get the job done. So, you know, some of the things that go into the Fourth of July parade, for example, some of the considerations are the staff demands. Our city size, we have kind of a lean staff. We don't have a ton of extra hands sitting around and able to help with stuff. And so thinking about the overtime requirements for police and fire to plan something like a parade, you know, that was one of the considerations. And if we want to be an employer of choice and attract the great talent that we have, we need to be flexible and also offer other ways for them to be a part of the community, as well as looking at the 4th of July. I know that my traditions are rooted here in Windsor Heights, but I also know that there's a lot of families that have strong connections to neighboring communities, people that go and visit their friends with a lake house or go out on a boat or whatever. And so looking at a way that we could attract people to Windsor Heights that maybe forget that we exist sometimes. So 4th of July has a lot of demands on people's times, but the Fall Festival, we picked a weekend after Beaverdale Fall Festival.
Important.
Nobody wants to compete with Beaverdale. They are the gold standard of local fall festivals, that's for sure. But we wanted to pick a time that didn't have quite as many things going on the calendar and hope that families from across the metro looking for free family-oriented things that they could do will come to Windsor Heights and spend time here, but also on their way in, drive by, go, oh, Grounds for Celebration, I haven't been there in a while, or, oh, there's Eileen's Cookies, I've been meaning to stop in there, and rediscover Windsor Heights as a destination.
Mm-hmm. And there are so many unique things about Windsor Heights.
There really are.
The diversity in restaurants here is just incredible. I mean, when you stop and look at the various places that are out there, it's really quite surprising. So, so there was not a parade on the 4th of July, but there was a big music festival, of course, and fireworks, which went really well. And that's with the Windsor Heights Foundation and with help from the city. But this is really a city-driven event, isn't it?
It is. You know, I will say that our chamber has been a big supporter of this, and the chamber business is getting involved. And the chamber's actually sponsoring the parade again this year, so keeping true with traditions with the chamber and parade the last few years. But I think in the future, as the chamber continues to grow in their their business membership, this will continue to be a partnership. Obviously, the foundation has played a big part. I know that's a topic near and dear to your household as well. And the foundation is sponsoring the live music. Jimmy the Weasel's performing Saturday night before our fireworks. And so this really is a collaboration between these groups. The city is, the driving factor in getting things done. But I'm eager to see how this will continue to evolve over time. This isn't the set it and forget it, and we're just going to copy and paste and repeat year after year. So I'm eager to see what people like about what we have planned and the ideas that we have for making it even better in the future.
One of the things that's coming back to this event is Wham!
Yes.
Which has been absent for some time.
Yeah.
The Windsor Heights
annual mini marathon.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're doing a 5K. Previous years it was either a 5K or a 10K, but even as a kid I remember doing the kids fun run as part of Wham. Wham was a big part of our community. It closed down streets. It was usually the same Saturday in May as the Fire Association Pancake Breakfast.
Right.
And we're also bringing back the Fire Association Pancake Breakfast post-COVID. So the Fire Association, which is the the association for the firefighters, they are going to be cooking up pancakes Saturday morning of the Fall Festival on the 24th from 8 a.m. to 11:30. And Wham starts at 9 a.m. And so people, if they're brave, they could eat their pancakes
and
before
run.
Their run. Or they could run and then have pancakes. There's also going to be yoga right after, too, so they can stretch and cool off a little bit before they go in for pancakes.
Bounce houses,
petting zoos. The Wham 5K is one of the big things that we're getting a lot of positive response on. The live music, Jimmy the Weasel, has such a local fan base that people are excited about. Fireworks that night. We're going to have food trucks, much like the Knights in the Heights by the foundation. Also booths from community groups. We've got a number of nonprofits that are going to be there providing information, handing out goodies. Also some of the local churches. One of the churches is celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. And so they will be there also in the parade celebrating. So lots of opportunities for businesses and nonprofits to get involved for the Fall Festival, whether it's walking in the parade and throwing candy, which is one of my favorite things, but also the tables down at the park, and then also sponsorship opportunities.
The very upbeat Lauren Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about Fall Fest, and we haven't even indicated what are the dates.
Oh, absolutely.
So
thank you. September 23rd and 24th. So
September 23 and 24, a Friday and Saturday.
Yep, so Friday night is going to have live music with some local Hoover jazz bands performing. We've got a couple other smaller community groups that are going to be performing as well. I think trivia even maybe Friday night. We'll have to check the agenda to see. Food trucks, bounce houses Friday night, and then Saturday starts with the pancake breakfast and Wham into the parade, then down at the park, bounce houses, petting zoo, live music. We're giving out some awards recognizing Citizen and Business of the Year in partnership with the Chamber, and then live music from Jimmy the Weasel and fireworks, and a few other surprises in there too.
So, good deal.
And it's all free with the exception the pancake breakfast is a fundraiser. It's $5 a ticket or $20 for a family.
Is that nuts?
I know.
At $20 you feed your entire family. Doesn't matter if it's 3 or 15.
Exactly. And then the Wham is only $15 to do the Wham race. It's a little bit more if you want the t-shirt. Now the registration for Wham does close on September 9th. And if you want the t-shirt, it actually closes the end of August. So if you want in, and the t-shirt's a really cool design. It's a retro, kind of a throwback 70s design. And we're really excited to be bringing it back.
All kinds of things going on in the Village of Windsor Heights coming up in September 23, 24. And is it too late to get involved? I mean,
not at all.
Okay.
It's never too late. If you visit WindsorHeightsFallFestival.com, that'll take you right to the city's webpage for the Fall Festival. And my contact information's there. You can reach out to any of the email addresses on the city website. They'll forward your message to Susan Skiris and I. Susan's our special events chair, so she oversees all of our special events. And then I am the Fall Festival chair. So this is my pet project, I
guess.
There
you go. Another pet project for Lauren Campbell, as if she doesn't have enough of them already. Right. The city itself, and I happen to know because we just voted on this the other night as city councilors, threw in $15,000 for the fireworks. This is going to be a big fireworks display.
It is going to be a huge fireworks display. You know, I have always enjoyed watching the fireworks. It's a highlight every 4th of July, of course. seen the planned documents from these professional
fire.
I mean, the specifications, and I'm dying to know. You know, everybody has their favorite style of firework. When you see it, you're like, that one's my favorite, and I need to know what the actual name of my favorite one is. And so, I'm so excited for this year. And because it's not the 4th of July, we're expecting we're able to get an even better show because there's a little less competition that weekend for the demand for fireworks.
As they put out there, I think there was a 4 or 5 page spec sheet on fireworks, 6-inch shells, 8-inch shells, and what they do.
Exactly.
I had no
idea. I know. Which, you know, the professionals that set off the fireworks, they have, you know, such a great safety track record. I shouldn't be surprised. But just the planning that goes into putting on such a great show is really awesome to see. And we're so fortunate to have Chief McCluskey here in Windsor Heights, who's coordinated all the fireworks. He's built those relationships. And it's so nice to say, hey, could you get this for us?
This?
And he just gets it done and does it so quickly, makes it look easy.
You know, and this isn't necessarily about the Fall Fest, but this is about how easy things are to get done in a community of 5,200 people in the middle of the metro. Now, I mean, you know, if we were one of the contiguous cities around here, this would probably have taken, you know, a lot of extraneous effort.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point. I think we benefit from the fact that the size of events that we host, you can plan with a half dozen people.
Right.
Just like the Knights in the Heights is pulled off, and they make it look easy and effortless, right? We know it takes the hard work of a team, but it doesn't take you know, the size of a team of like the food festival downtown, right? So thinking about some of the projects that Des Moines does, that Clive or West Des Moines or Urbandale do, those are much larger scale projects. And so I feel like we're kind of in this sweet spot where the willingness to roll up your sleeves and do the hard work can really accomplish a lot in our city. And that's part of, I think, the charm of Windsor Heights as our size town, and also part of what inspired me to run for city council. I don't know that I would have felt as inspired in Des Moines or, you know, a larger city. Well,
sure, and because it's a neighbor-to-neighbor kind of a community.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you get to know your constituents. I mean, they live next to, I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is a... It's a wonderful place, and I have been asked wherever I travel in the United States, and I travel quite a bit here recently, about our hometown.
Yep.
And it's always so pleasant to be able to share all the cool things that are going on here, you know?
And also when you travel, I'm sure you've experienced this too, you always find other Iowans. I was in D.C. not too long ago, and I said something about being from Iowa, and this couple walked up to me, and they said, oh, where in Iowa are you from? I said, oh, a Des Moines suburb, Windsor Heights. And they're like, and they turns out they live in the Drake neighborhood, and they work in Urbandale, and had wonderful things to say about Windsor Heights. So even far from home, you still find lots of people that have great things to say about us.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things, and it's a side track, but as long as we're talking about community, one of the things that you do and I do and the city council is we have coffee with council. We come to Grounds for Celebration, which is right in the heart of Windsor Heights, and sit for a couple of hours and visit with visitors to Windsor Heights or people who live here or maybe once lived here and are coming back. And I gotta tell you, I've been doing this for 7 months now, maybe. The comments that I get are just outstanding. And, you know, Windsor Heights has really turned a leaf in the past several years.
Absolutely. You know, I think that there's been a lot of hard work that's been done from the previous council and city staff to help cultivate things, but it's really been a community-based effort, right? So thinking about the foundation and the ice cream socials as a chance to get to know your neighbors.
And luminaries on...
I absolutely love that. Now, I will tell you, as I lit them on New Year's Eve and I was freezing cold, I'm not sure that... I wasn't quite as pleased, but I absolutely love it. And it's such a great way, especially during, you know, that started in 2020 as a way to feel closer to our neighbors as we were keeping distance still. And so I love that they've continued that and that it's a way to kind of all celebrate together.
Yeah, and another thing for folks that are living in Windsor Heights, if you're listening to this, and we're going to be spreading this far and wide, so people do, one of the cool things is the fire department on national holidays. nowadays, if you pay X amount of dollars, I can't remember what the number is, $60, I think, a year, and they'll come and plant an American flag in front of your house.
Yeah, they've changed it up just a little bit, but the association, you pay, they put a marker in your yard where the flagpole can go, and so now we put them out on the holidays. They send out a reminder to remind us to put it out, but if you are driving down most of the streets in Windsor Heights on Veterans Day, on Labor Day, Memorial Day, on Patriot Day on September 11th, you will see flags lining the street, and it's a really special way that that helps us stay connected to each other and feel a part of the community, yeah. and still with that patriotism as well.
Yeah, it's just so many magical things about this community, and of course, you're listening to two cheerleaders talking about it.
We are kind of the fan club. Yeah.
And there are some negative things that happen from time to time, but you know, again, to your opening comment, if you can grab a hold of those positive things and positive feelings and then build on them, much better your life is going to be in the end. It is the Windsor Heights Fall Fest. Those dates again are the 23rd and the 24th of September. And Lauren Campbell is a bundle of energy, and she's the person to contact. We will have links to all of this on the radio blog. Lauren, thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
That, once again, is the voice of Lauren Campbell, businesswoman, counselor on the city council, also an Uber volunteer. She is an amazing ball of energy, and we will have links to the Fall Fest up on the radio blog. Yes, this was hyperlocal, but we're pretty proud of our little community, and we wanted you to learn more about it. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Lauren Campbell, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.